from QSL with this week's Sugar Market Report. Before we get started, just a reminder that this update is of a general or summary nature only and does not constitute financial advice. This market update is current as at the 16th of February 2022, and no guarantee is provided about the performance of any market or pricing pool product. Please read QSL's full disclaimer on the QSL Weekly Market Overview at qsl.com.au. Beginning with raw sugar prices this week, the ICE 11 sugar market was trapped in a range-bound trading after little change to the fundamental outlook of sugar for another week. The March 2022 contract closed the week up 3 points at 18.26 US cents a pound after trading from a low of 17.84 US cents a pound on Tuesday and then onto a high of 18.68 US cents a pound on Wednesday. The 2021-22 Indian crop continues to progress well as good weather conditions allow for relatively uninterrupted harvesting conditions. As of the end of January, 18.6 million metric tonnes of sugar has been produced by the 507 operational mills, a production record for both the Maharashtra and Karnataka regions. The Indian Sugar Mills Association has now increased its forecast for the season by 0.95 million metric tonnes, up to 31.45 million metric tonnes. Hydrous ethanol parity may have found a bottom after slightly recovering to 16.42 US cents a pound equivalent last week. The parity level has the potential to be well supported if Petrobras is forced to raise gasoline prices in Brazil, consequently driving up demand for hydrous ethanol. Brazilian gas prices are currently 10% below global import prices. As of the 8th of February, speculators held a 45,000 lot net long position after liquidating 17,000 lots week on week. The speculators are likely to continue their volatile entry and exit of commodity markets as macroeconomic inputs take the majority control of markets. Across to the currency, the Australian dollar strengthened steadily across the week, still slowing rebuilding post the hawkish Federal Open Market Committee meeting a fortnight ago. The AUD traded from a low on Monday of 70.65 US cents to a high of 72.49 US cents on Thursday. In the United States, the CPI data release was a highlight of the week, coming in at the highest level since 1982. Year-on-year inflation printed at 7.5%, higher than the expected 7.3%, and month-on-month was 0.6%, again above the expected 0.4%. The above consensus figures are likely to add further pressure on the US Federal Reserve to raise interest rates by 50 basis points in March. Risk sentiment soured on Friday after the US issued another warning stating that there was a distinct possibility there would be another military action very soon. A concerning sign from both sides was observed, when the US and Russia governments advised that their embassy staff to leave Ukraine urgently. Across to iron ore, after bottoming out at US $83 a tonne in November, iron ore prices strengthened and broke through the US $150 a tonne mark last week after China announced the delay to its peak emissions deadline for its steel industry. The target was pushed back 5 years from 2025 to 2030 as President Xi Jinping attempts to control the economic impact from China's climate change policies. That's a sugar market update for this week. This has been recorded on the 16th of February 2022. Thank you for listening.